Hello and welcome. I'm Kirsten Todd, your coach here at Hooked on Running, and this is Ask the Coach for the 22nd of October, a few days late, I'm afraid. Today, I'm breaking from the cross-training series we've been doing, mostly because I managed to delete and totally lose last week's recording, and I'm too annoyed to do it again right now. So instead, I would like to talk to you about mindset. I've been following a mindset coach, Georgia Bamber, for a while, and an email from her came across my desk a few days ago. It struck a chord. I'm actually hoping to interview Georgia in the next couple of weeks for you, which will be great because she's not only a mindset coach, she's also a runner and a triathlete as well, so that should be pretty helpful for us, I'd say. Anyway, this email from her was about the compounding effect and how you can leverage it. It struck a chord initially as I'd just been talking to someone about my husband's recent marathon. As most of you would know, Richard ran the Sydney Marathon. We made a bit of a deal out of it because he was raising funds for the Indigenous Marathon Project, and he raised nearly $10,000 through the generosity of friends and the Hooked on Running community, so that was really awesome. Back to his marathon, someone had asked me if he was happy. And my answer was kind of ish. I think he was hoping to be a bit closer to his marathon PB. He's only done four, so he doesn't have a lot of opportunity to knock off a PB. So the last one, which was his PB, was 18 years ago. And to be honest, I thought he'd be a lot closer to the time that he did then as well. He'd targeted this most recent marathon 9 months prior to the race, and he'd built up to doing a reasonable amount of mileage. He was doing some good marathon-specific training, far more so than in his last marathon. In fact, he'd run an invitational mile race around the streets of Hong Kong about 4 weeks prior to his last marathon. So he'd been doing a bit of mile training for that rather than marathon-specific training, 4 to 8 weeks out. So I was a bit surprised that he was 14 minutes slower this time round. But look, he is 18 years older and he did improve his age grading by 5%. So you can got to take what you can get. But the point to this story is, and how it relates to the compounding effect, is that before that 2001 marathon, he'd had years and years of good solid mileage. He'd been racing 10Kers and the City to Surf and a few half marathons for years before I met him in 1997. And for the 18 months we lived in Hong Kong, he was doing a lot of 15K to half marathons and trail races as well. So lots of really good strength building stuff. He had a reasonable amount of time on his hands. We went there for my job when I used to work in a corporate. So he had a lot of running under his belt, and that had a positive compounding effect week on week, month on month, year on year. So the years preceding the marathon, this time around, though, had been a bit light on for mileage. He'd been training for a few 4 and 7K string chin moi races, the odd park run, and that kind of lack of training had a compounding effect as well. So it does make a lot of sense that sort of 9 months of marathon training still left him a bit underdone from the point of view of, you know, really being able to give his PB a good crack. Like, at the age of 54, being able to run a 3:12 marathon is still pretty good. This compounding effect is something we should all be pretty clear on that as far as training goes, but it can be put to good use in every aspect of your life. It's pretty awesome. It means that incremental changes that you make consistently over time can lead to some pretty big results, and kind of out of all proportion to the small changes you make each day. So Georgia Bamber, the mindset coach I follow, she says that if you improve 1% a day at something, in a year you're going to be 37% better. So you're going to be 37 times better than you are today, which is pretty fantastic. It's not only the big opportunities or the grand gestures that make the difference, but of course they can make a difference as well. But it's the little things that really make the difference. And over time, those seemingly insignificant little things become significant. So pretty much be consistent and be persistent and you'll see results, which is just what we teach our kids, but we lose sight of it sometimes ourselves. The thing is, unfortunately, though, that the compounding effect does work for bad habits too, which, as Georgia says, can lead us to places we'd rather not be. For example, my poor seating posture and my neglect of what was a slight tightness in my hip led me to the massage table yesterday, and I can promise you that was a place I definitely would rather not have been. I went through a world of pain and paid $90 for the privilege just because I didn't get up and move around every 30 minutes over the last, I don't know, couple of months really. I've just been sitting at my desk sometimes for hours on end before realizing it. But if I'd have just got up and walked around for like sort of every 30 minutes, and I also just need to roll around on a golf ball on my hip for a minute, about three times a day, and really that probably would have been all it would have taken to keep some of my pain under control. I've got a chronic back injury, but clearly haven't been looking after it. Pretty dumb of me, but I'm not atypical. Think about this. If you clean your house a little bit every day, it's going to add up. If you don't clean your house at all every day, that's going to add up too. If you choose to eat junk every day, that'll soon add up as well. But by just committing to regular positive actions, you can really reap some huge rewards. And sometimes those actions are so insignificant, they hardly seem worth it. But over time, everything adds up. So as I say, you know, for me, rolling around on a golf ball, like seriously about 30 seconds to a minute, and it'd take three times a day. Or for you, it might be jumping on the foam roller or doing your few, resistance training exercises three or four times a week can make a really big difference to your results. And they don't, as I say, doesn't have to be training related, of course. So have a think about how the compounding effect is working for you. Is it increasing the things you want in your life, or is it increasing the things that you don't want in your life? Just think about this past week. What were the little choices that you made every day, and how are they adding up? And remember, everything you do is a choice. Are those actions or inactions leading you down the path that you want to take? So today, think about some of the things you want to achieve and think about some of the micro actions you can take every single day to get those results. I'm talking micro actions here, not the grand gestures, not the massive changes that all seem too daunting, just the little things that you can do most days to affect change in your life. So if you stick to that plan, and you can look back in a month or a few months in a year, and you're really going to be amazed by how far you've come. As I say, that's relevant to not only to your training, but to so many different aspects of your life. So hopefully that has given you a little bit of food for thought. Sermon over. And I'll speak to you next week. Bye.